It's time for today's Daily Devotional. This week, we're going to start a new series. It's called Relationship Status, a five-day devotional series that's going to strengthen your relationship with God, because your strongest relationship starts with God. Today, we want to talk about being single but never alone. Scripture says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." That's Isaiah 41:10. When someone asks about your relationship status, one answer often carries more emotion than others, and that's being single. People say that to me all the time, but I'll be honest, I'm okay with being single. I have God in my corner and I am all good. But that doesn't change the fact that I would really love to have a relationship with somebody, but it's got to be the perfect person, the right person, the person who's going to lead the house, who worships God, who follows some of my religious beliefs. And for some, the word brings contentment and peace, but for others, it brings questions and disappointment. Sometimes that single word even brings loneliness. Now, our culture has convinced us in life that somehow that your life doesn't begin until someone else chooses us. Movies end with a wedding. Social media celebrates engagements and anniversaries and date nights. It can feel as if, you know, being single means that you're waiting for your real life to begin. But God has never viewed singleness as a waiting room. In fact, some of the greatest men and women in Scripture serve God during seasons of singleness. The Apostle Paul was single. Jesus himself was never married. Their lives were not lacking. They were overflowing with purpose. So being single doesn't mean that you're incomplete. It simply means that your story is still being written. And one of the biggest lies the enemy whispers into our ears is, of course, if you just had somebody, you'd finally be happy. Yet we all know people who are married and miserable. People who are surrounded by family, but they still feel lonely. People who have hundreds of online friends, yet cry themselves to sleep. Loneliness isn't solved by another person. It's solved by God's presence. There's a big difference in being alone and being abandoned. If you belong to Christ, well, you have never been abandoned. God walks into every room with you. He sits beside you in quiet moments. He hears the prayers you haven't spoken out loud. He understands your tears before they fall. His presence doesn't depend on whether somebody texts you back today, remembers your birthday, or notices you in a crowd, because he has already noticed you completely. One reason God allows seasons of singleness is because he wants to build something in us before he builds something with someone else. Think about a tree. The most important part of the tree isn't what everybody sees above the ground. It's the root system that's hidden underneath. Deep roots prepare the tree to withstand the storms later, and God often does his deepest work in the hidden seasons. So while we're praying, "Lord, please send me the right person," God may be answering, "First, let's make you the right person." Singleness is not being punished. You're not being punished for being single. It's preparation. It's a season to discover who you are apart from somebody else's approval. It's a season to heal from those old wounds, a season to learn contentment. It's a season to grow spiritually so that your identity is rooted in Christ instead of another person. When your identity rests in another human being, disappointment is inevitable, because people fail you and people leave you and people change, but Jesus never does. Hebrews 13:8 reminds us, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Imagine how different our relationships would be if we entered them already whole instead of hoping that somebody else would complete us. Healthy relationships aren't built by two incomplete people trying to fix one another. They're built by two people whose lives are already anchored in Christ. Before Adam had Eve, he had fellowship with God. That relationship came first, and it still does. The strongest marriages aren't built on two people chasing each other. They're built on two people chasing Jesus together. If today your relationship status says single, remember this: you are not being overlooked. You have not been forgotten. You are not behind, and you are not less valuable than someone wearing a wedding ring. Your greatest relationship isn't waiting to happen someday. It's available right now. Every morning, every moment, every prayer. Jesus isn't filling time until somebody else arrives. He is the relationship your soul has been searching for all along. So ask yourself the question, am I believing the lie that someone else is the key to my happiness? Have I allowed my relationship status to define my identity? And instead of asking God to bring the right person into your life today, ask Him to draw you closer to Him. Spend 15 uninterrupted minutes in prayer or reading His Word, not because you're asking for something, but because you're investing in the most important relationship that you will ever have. Your relationship status may say single, but heaven calls us chosen, loved, and never alone. Lord, as we come to you in prayer, thank you that our value is never determined by our relationship status, but by your love for us. Forgive us for the times that we've looked to other people to complete only what you can satisfy, and teach us to enjoy your presence and your trust in timing. Build our character and strengthen our faith, and help us become the person you've called us to be. Let our identity be rooted in being your child above anything and everything else, whether this season, last week's, or years. Help us live it with purpose, joy, and confidence, knowing that we are never alone because you are always with us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.